First Baptist Church of Athens offers daily devotions for the Lenten journey. This is Holy Week, the final week of Lent as we journey toward the cross. The devotions for this week are focused on scripture texts related to the events in Jesus' final week. We offer these reflections to guide you as you continue your journey in Lent, moving closer to the cross. The devotion today for day 35 of our Lenten journey is based on Mark 11:15-19, Jesus Cleanses the Temple, and is given by Frank Granger. Let the music prepare you for the reading and hearing of Scripture.
Then they came to Jerusalem, and he entered the temple, and began to drive out those who were selling and those who were buying in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he would not allow anyone to carry anything through the temple. He was teaching and saying, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations'? But you have made it a den of robbers." And when the chief priests and the scribes heard it, they kept looking for a way to kill him, for they were afraid of him, because the whole crowd was spellbound by his teaching. And when evening came, Jesus and his disciples went out of the city.
I still remember this story from my childhood experience in Sunday school, because this one came with a picture. Jesus in the forefront, turning over a table with coins scattered everywhere. A flurry of animals and birds escaping, and shock on others' faces. This passage and the event is prone to raise some eyebrows and maybe a few questions. Turning to the commentaries may answer some, but will also generate new ones. Did this event occur on Monday or Tuesday of Holy Week? John's Gospel has it at the beginning of his ministry, yet the other three Gospels have it here at the end. And was Jesus attempting to reform the temple practices? Given the size of the temple and the increased volume of people who would have been at the temple in this major season for the Jewish people, was Jesus clearing out all the merchants in the temple? If so, he would have no doubt attracted some intense opposition, including from the Roman guards. One approach to these questions is to view Jesus' actions in the manner of the prophets of the Old Testament. They were known to make dramatic gestures and symbolic actions to communicate their message. This may be the method Jesus chose for delivering his important message. In prophetic fashion, Jesus overturns tables and references Isaiah 56:7, which includes the words, "My house will be a house of prayer for all people." All people most likely means all, not just the chosen ones of Israel, but all, everyone, including the Gentiles. It suggests the removal of barriers. The overturning of tables, then, is more than a disruption of the furniture and commerce activities. This helps to explain what generated the fear of the chief priests and scribes. As the text indicates, their fear was not caused by the commotion Jesus stirred, but because of how his actions impacted the people. The people were described as amazed, spellbound, and carried away. Jesus was attracting attention, and he was getting his point across. I am more of a spirit of the law person than a letter of the law person. I accept rules, I value them, and I do follow them. However, I am also okay with bucking the rules and sometimes breaking them. If a rule no longer supports the principle behind it, or especially if it runs contrary to another greater principle, then breaking the rule serves a principled purpose. I remember an experience from eighth grade when I ran up against rules and principles being out of alignment. At least they were out of alignment according to my eighth grade understanding of how they should have matched. We had recently moved into a brand new school building, and one built with a new approach to education that was reflected in the building. It was an open classroom design. Yes, that's right, no walls. There were no walls to separate rooms. There were no hallways. It was an open design. To be expected, the district-level administrators and other education dignitaries were planning to make a visit and observe this new school and its design in action. We were, of course, encouraged to be on good behavior. And in order to make a good impression, we were having to sit and do seat work in ways that were not typical of our usual days. It seemed to me that we were conducting ourselves in ways that were completely different than our normal everyday activities. I thought that these visiting educators wanted to see what really went on in school, a truly typical day, and I gave verbal argument, which may have come across more as protest to support my view. Though I might have made a point, the tension that rose overshadowed any message I might have wanted to convey. I did have some mild consequences for my protest. This spirit of protest and prophetic demonstration within me did not fade away as I grew from a teenager to an adult. I wouldn't want you to think that that spirit has been squelched. Though I have in later years exercised better judgment when taking action, well, at least sometimes, my rebellious spirit has landed me in some troubled spots on occasion. I think this is one of the reasons why I am drawn to this story of Jesus exercising the voice of the dissident and overturning the tables. We see very little of this side of Jesus, but when we do, I hear my inner voice rising to cheer him on. I like this Jesus, the prophetic Jesus, making a point, disrupting the status quo, grabbing people's attention, actions of protest. Which Jesus do you like? The compassionate Jesus? The teaching Jesus? The confrontational Jesus? The prayerful Jesus? If we are honest, we have that one, maybe two versions of Jesus we like more than the others. For those who are fans of the movie Talladega Nights, we are familiar with the dinner scene where Ricky Bobby is saying grace. He prays to the tiny baby Jesus because it is the Christmas Jesus, the baby version of Jesus he likes best. Nothing wrong with having and claiming our favorite versions, but not to the extent that we neglect the other ones. Being called to take up the cross and follow Jesus, we are expected to embrace all of Jesus, from the infant in the manger to the slain Messiah at the tomb. We are to listen to each and every version of Jesus, not just the ones we like best or the ways we picture Jesus to suit our needs. This week, more than any other week of the year, we are faced with the challenge of embracing all of Jesus, the full version with the challenging actions, compassionate expressions, confusing sayings, forgiving eyes, his disarming silence, total submission, his suffering, his plea for us to pray with him, wait with him, follow him. All of Jesus, all the way. I'd like to close with this prayer from Christina Rossetti. Speak, Lord, for your servant hears. Grant me ears to hear, eyes to see, a will to obey, a heart to love. Then declare what you will, reveal what you will, command what you will, demand what you will. Amen. Thank you.